And weather-wise, it may rain, it may not. You know, that's how we're going to leave that, because we've got this special guest in here. The name like Sturlocks, and you'd think Slumchunsky or whatever would be easy, but I just call him the Double DJ. He's our social and digital manager, James, and because it's nonprofit month, this month was 4-H, we sent him on assignment out to the fair this week. Tell him, take that camera, let's Facebook, and let's get him knowing what's going on. And as always, you know, he's been a valued partner here. Our social media's taken off, and if you're not a friend, become one, because James' work is there pretty regularly, and it's been there all week. I asked him yesterday how it went before we all go out there for the remote tomorrow, and his eyes lit up. He said, oh, I've learned so much. I said, well, that's a story that needs to be told. He says, yeah, it really does. And I said, well, good. Show up tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we'll tell that story. So, James, there's your intro.
What a story, yeah.
You know, we sent you out there. What'd you find out?
Good morning, Paul. I found out so much. I'll tell you, it's amazing. And, you know, being from Chicago, and I call myself a city slicker, to come out here and to see what these 4-H kids do and what 4-H stands for has totally enlightened me, and it's just amazing. And one of the first things I learned and I did not know was what the 4-H's were. You know, I seen the beautiful clover, it's a nice logo, and being a logo guy, I kind of liked it. And I seen the 4-H's and wondered what they were for, and it's head, heart, hands, and health, and each one of those has a special meaning. So I've learned so much, and I'm very happy to have this opportunity to share with you and our listeners just exactly what I feel and learned about 4-H.
All right. Well, you know, you're coming out with us tomorrow for the radio side of it, but talk to me just a bit. We'll get into that later. We got a job service report coming up pushing on us, but you know, what are some of the themes that you put that camera lens on this week?
Well, the main focus was to cover exactly what the kids are doing. We wanted to be able to, anyone to watch the videos, walk away with a sense of what is involved in 4-H, how the kids are involved, how the parents are involved, what kind of support it takes to get to 4-H, and how many people have to get behind those kids and those parents to see that the program works.
All right. Well, we're going to get into that in greater detail, but we've got to get you to and through this job service report. All right, the Slupchinsky Sturlockson Show. You think that'll make it in syndication anywhere?
Oh, boy.
I'm not so sure it'll happen. Maybe we'll have to call it Poland and the Icelander or something. But we've got the Double DJ, James, with us today, and we're talking 4-H and his experience. He went out there Monday. In fact, been working on it for a couple of weeks. Talk to me a bit about the setup and the experience of a day in the life of a 4-H'er that's currently on our web and Facebook, right?
That in itself was a learning experience. You know, the hope, again, was to be able to portray to the viewer that when they see the video, they'd get an idea of what a 4-H youth does. And we thought about a day in the life. And the more I got involved in it, I thought, my goodness.
The morning, maybe.
Yeah, we have to just do a morning, Paul, because there's no way we
can. And it was like 6 minutes long, and you worked a lot of that.
And we cut a lot of it out. Yeah. Sure. To see Kelty, and the young lady that stars in this featured in the video is Kelty Rasaborski-Stro, and she's a wonderful young lady. She's a senior in high school, homeschooled right now. But she's been a 4-H'er forever, and I think you can start 4-H, I'm sure you can, at age 8. And it's amazing. We went out there and spoke to the family and looked around, and I thought, my goodness, having, again, come from the city and just knowing a little bit from my 11 years out here in Montana, I looked around and thought, my goodness, here's a farm ranch set up, and all the animals. It had rained the day before, and I didn't know what muck boots were, Paul.
Yeah.
She said, well, you should have brought muck boots.
Yeah.
I said, well, if I didn't know what they were, I would have. But I ended up with mud up to my ankles, but that was okay because I enjoyed every bit of it. And what we did was we followed her around for the entire morning, and it started at 6 when I got there, and we visited, and she was up and ready and started to go, and we watched her do her chores. And I'll tell you, through all the muck and mud that I had to, it was nothing compared to the work she did. constantly at it. I mean, everything they have to do. And the thing that impressed me most was the caring that they have for those animals. The fact that they have to feed them, water them, take care of them, make sure that they're not in the sun, that the flies aren't bothering them. So we followed her, and she did. She went from feed to wash, and it was amazing. Really, really something to see. And I hope that anyone watches the video gets a sense of the hard work that it takes. And I know this is just one example, one child, one youth in the 4-H program. And when you look at the spectrum of what these young people do as far as their projects, and it's not just animals. It goes from robotics to photography and other sciences and citizenship and healthy living. So it was fun to follow her, and it was a workout for me. And I hope that everybody that watches that video gets a sense of what that young lady puts into and gets out of 4-H.
Well, you know, this is exactly what county fairs began as, and maybe we're headed back that direction. And then in comes the carnivals and the night shows and all that, and people have a lot to do at prior fairs. So 4-H maybe didn't have the threshold that it deserves at county fairs up until the split because of scheduling conflicts and, you know, carnivals and night shows versus cows and you know, dogs and pigs and all the rest of the thing. You got to raise them up. You got to put in all this work to take them to the fair. But the fair is the blue ribbon of the reason that they do this. And they document everything that do, right?
They've got a project book, Paul, and it includes having to document, like you said, every aspect of what they do, including the feed, how much feed. They weigh the feed before they feed them. The growth, the weight of the animal, all the effort that they put into to sustain that animal and take it. But one of the things, again, is that when you talk about the fair, when we went out, we've been out there this whole week shooting little segments of video that we've got 7 of them on right now, plus this featured video with Kelty. But to go out there and see the kids and the parents, at first glance, I was a little disappointed or at least underimpressed from the fact that there wasn't giant crowds. There wasn't nothing happening on the midway. There wasn't a bunch of sounds and the smells and aromas of popcorns and cooked food on the midway. But what there was parents sitting in the stands and the youth doing their jobs. And it impressed me so much that I had to talk to a few of them, and I was fortunate enough to find a few that would speak with us. And to hear their story and to hear how they feel and what they feel and how important it is to have the community support behind the 4-H so that these kids can do what they can do. And now this is a fair. It's a double-edged sword. I know with all the things that went on, you know, the fair when it was back in the day, you would go and you're sure the carnival, and it seemed like the 4-H kids were pushed off into the corner, and if you knew about it and you wanted to go see it, you could. Now they're standalone, the spotlight's on, and I think this is opportunity, almost like a blessing in disguise, where now they have the opportunity and chance to be in the spotlight, to bring an attraction of what they do and ask people to come out and visit with them and support them. It's an amazing event, amazing thing, and these last 5 days for us have been just fantastic.
So we hope everybody gets out there, and all you have to do is look into the face of these and ask them about their project, ask them about their animal, ask them about 4-H, They light up like your eyes did when they said, what did you find out?
They are proud of what they do, and that is what 4-H instills in these children. And they get involved in these projects, and like we mentioned, they have a book that they have to fill out, a project book, and it's just amazing. We had one young fellow that was working on robotics. And I think it was a little unfortunate because robotics really wasn't a big thing here locally in 4-H, but this young man was so involved and so proud to show his project off. And he would talk to anybody that would listen and explain what he was doing in robotics. And the thing that impressed me most was he said, you know, I always wanted to know how a microchip worked. And that just took me aback. I thought, my goodness, at this young age, contemplating how a microchip works was amazing. But you're right, Paul, they're so proud of what they do.
And, you know, they've been doing it for generations. We city guys.
Over 100
you know.
Years.
Yeah. And it involves over 20,000 kids in every county, all 56 in this state. That's pretty impressive
as
well.
We have 72 kids, about 72 kids, plus or minus a few, enrolled right here in Dawson County.
And that's impressive. And did you get a chance to get into that exhibit hall and have a look at our tribute, the tribute to Bruce?
We did go into the exhibit hall. We did look at the exhibits. At the time, they had not had the Bruce Smith display up yet. It's my understanding it is up there now.
A lot of birdhouses coming in.
My goodness. You know, there was a lot of work. We seen the pond. It wasn't up for display yet, but we're going to go out there today and take a look at that for sure, and we'd encourage everyone else to do the same.
And I think that a lot like, and I've talked about it the last couple of days about Big Bruce. You know, he was so good on television, and for years I said, we need you on the radio just doing a county agent report. And he, with that 4-H kind of attitude, is, well, who'd want to hear what I've got to say? Right. You know, I mean, I'm not all that important. I said, yeah, I think you are. And finally got him in here, and he got the kind of feedback that there was a lot of people interested in what he knew. And if you knew Bruce, the thing of it was, if he didn't have the answer, he would go find it.
Diligently.
You know, yeah, I mean, he took, you know, like we do, each other very seriously, and if he could help, he was willing to do so. And the people that help out 4-H, turns out they were 4-H people. You know, we've invited some folks to come with us as sponsors to this live remote tomorrow, and the stories you hear from the people that are now in business about their days in 4-H, you know, it affects a way larger net than most people would think, and it's an important part of what happens in our part of the world.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we do have a new county extension agent now.
You met her and did a story with her.
And she did an interview with us, and a very bright young lady who's got an excellent future here in Dawson County, J.C. Sear. She is the extension agent, and we look forward to working with her. But, yeah, 4-H kids, 4-H youth, the foundations that it builds, you know, the caring character, connection, confidence, and competence that it installs in these young people is just, it's amazing. It's good to see. It's very welcoming.
All right. Well, we're going to get into more of that later. We got a couple of things to go here yet on the morning show, but the star of the show, 4-H. And this is 4-H Hour on KDZN. We should have jumped in right after the commodity opening. It made sense, but Z96 gives you so much news, weather, sports, information, call-ins. We've had our digital DJ sitting patiently waiting to talk to us about his experiences with 4-H this week. And all of it ends, well, it doesn't end until, you know, late here Saturday night, but Saturday at 4 o'clock is the big one. It's the livestock sale. There's that round robin deal, and that's all about judging. That's early, right? On tomorrow.
Yeah, that takes place early, and the round robin, it's an amazing event. Just real quickly, these 4-H'ers, they exchange, they show another 4-H'er's steer or lamb or whatever, and it's not there. So they have to be well versed in how to do all this, and it's an amazing. That's something that I would invite the public to come out and see it early enough in the morning. It'll probably be cool, and go out there and watch that round robin. But you're right, Paul. The culmination of the 4-H agriculture part and what we've been focusing on this week would be the livestock sale, and we're proud and happy to be out there. I look forward to watching that. It'll be a first time for me. Should be a spectacle.
We've normally been out there, but we're doing other things remote-wise, and like we've mentioned,
right.
We're talking night shows and rodeos for the actual fair, and I haven't had a chance. But a lot of folks support this every year by buying these lambs and pigs and steers.
Absolutely.
We've got people that are absent bidders. I can't make it to the fair, but I want to buy something from these 4-H kids, and I'm sure it's an emotional moment, especially, well, both ends of it. The first time you got to sell your steer that you've been taking care of and taking notes on and watching grow up, and it's become a part of you, you got to sell it at the end, and that got to be terribly hard. And then the last one you sell right before you're off to college, there's a big smile on your face because you've learned that you know, this hard work's going to pay off in other avenues of your life.
And what a learning experience it has to be. You're so right. The emotional attachment, it can't be divorced. You cannot just forget about that. It's part of life. It's part of raising those animals. They are so attached, but they learn, and that's what's the amazing part. When you talk about the livestock sale and the people that are going to bid, You asked me yesterday to make some notes about what I'd learned. And one of the things I did learn was that our business community here in Glendive so proudly supports the 4-H. It's just amazing when you go and talk to these businesses and they say they share with you their connection to 4-H and how happily they are to support. And, you know, we did a little video yesterday with Ann McCray and Cheryl Cornelius, and they emphasized how important it is to have the support. When you see all the things that these youth do in all their projects, it is totally amazing, and it has to have support from businesses. And I know we're constantly at them, but thank goodness they're willing to help the 4-H.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll hopefully get into some of this tomorrow, but radio, video, all these things, we added everything down. There was close to 40 people that were buyers in the 2018 4-H livestock sale, and we've got the names of every one of them, and they're all local businesses, and they'll all be out there again. It's incredible, and we thank the business community, our partners, and we're going to join everybody tomorrow between, 2 and 5?
2 and 5. We're going to be there early. Come by and visit with us. We'll have people that know about 4-H can talk to you. Come on by and visit and listen. If you can't make it out there, tune us in and listen, because if you're a city slicker like me, I guarantee you're going to learn something.
And we're not done after the weekend either. 4-H is our nonprofit push all month.
All month, absolutely.
So you're going to see a lot of what happened this week, all this month. And we got a surprise or two coming at the end of it,
something
too.
Something up our sleeve, you bet.
But we're pretty proud of 4-H on this dial, 96.5. Across the way, it's an amazing day on the AM, too. We're Glendive Broadcasting. We're proud to live and work where we do. We thank James for coming
in
here.
My pleasure.
And
thank
for
you.
All that you do. What a breath of fresh air he's been, and he is awakened. A social media second to none, and it's under Glendive Broadcasting. Find us on Facebook. Go to that web, kxgn.com. You got to like us, right? And if you share it, maybe we'll get some other likes, because James is working hard to bring you life in Eastern Montana.
Appreciate all you've done, Paul. Thank you for the opportunity. And Glendive Broadcasting Facebook page, stop by, like us, visit us often. We've got a lot of good stuff on there for everyone.
Thanks a lot, young man. It's the Icelander and the Pollock on a Friday.
S&S show. There you go.
Fair weekend. Thanks, James.
See you tomorrow.